It's Wednesday, the 23rd of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Speaking at a media briefing in Windhoek on Wednesday, Cuban Ambassador to Namibia Sergio Vigoa de la Uz addressed the 60-year blockade imposed by the U.S. on Cuba and its impact. He called the embargo an act of genocide against the Cuban people as it restricts access to international markets.
During the last 60 years, there has been a genocide against the Cuban population because there are many people that have been dying because they don't have enough medicine or just the medicine they need or the treatment they need, and they die. We have more than 1,200 Cuban persons that have already died because of the criminal attempts against Cuba. That is a result of a blockade also. This is a result of the aggressive policy of the United States against the Cuban population. This blockade is not only a blockade, this is a genocide against the Cuban population.
The Cuban ambassador's comments come ahead of the country's resolution presentation at the United Nations General Assembly. Then the local conference of Youth Namibia 2024 is underway in the capital with 50 young delegates from across the country holding talks on solutions to Namibia's climate challenges. Member of the organizing committee and youth delegate to COP29, Jasper Kasoma.
We want to mainstream the nationally determinant contributors. We want to ensure that young people are well capacitated. We also want to ensure that young people have an entry point on what or on who to talk to if they are to engage in climate action. Climate change affects all of us, so it's up to us to be part and parcel of all the decision making, but we have to be organized. And what we are trying to do is to come up with a youth statement and an action plan that will be presented at COP29.
South Africa's inflation rate fell to 3.8% last month, down from 4.4% in August, marking the lowest rate since early 2021, mainly due to lower transport costs as fuel prices drop by 9% from last year, Stats SA's Patrick Kelly.
Annual food and non-alcoholic beverages inflation was 4.7%, and that's unchanged from August. Softer increases were recorded for meat, bread and cereals, sugar, sweets and desserts, and oils and fats. Hot beverages continues to register the highest annual rate among all food and non-alcoholic beverages at 15.8%.
Several communities across states in northern Nigeria are experiencing a power outage due to a fault in two-circuit transmission lines. Tese Makende has more from Jos.
General Manager of the Transmission Company of Nigeria, Ndidi Mba, says the outage has been experienced in the northwest, northeast and north central parts of the country. Mba notes that the transmission lines tripped around 4 a.m. Monday due to a fault, resulting in a loss of hundreds of megawatts of electricity. Several institutions and business establishments dependent on the power supply have been experiencing losses as a result of the situation. Officials have apologized to electricity consumers in the affected states, assuring that teams of engineers have been dispatched to address the cause of the tripping and ensure power is restored.
And the flight instructor who trained actors in the 2022 Top Gun Maverick movie has died in a small plane crash during an air show in New Mexico. Chuck Coleman was the only person on board the two-seat monoplane when it went down while performing acrobatics. Coleman was an engineer, acrobat, and test pilot with more than 10,000 hours of flight time. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.